Okay. Are you all seeing this?
I'm listening to your stream, mate.
Mercury, I'm gonna fly to you. Mercury, imagine me and you. Mercury, I'm gonna fly to you. Mercury, imagine me and you.
Mercury, Mercury, smallest planet.
No, you can't hit your head for a clap. Guys.
It's showing up on the thing.
Welcome to the 5 weeks of planets. We said we were going to do it. I'm sick as a dog, and we're still powering through to do it.
Uh-huh.
I could have told you guys, get a guest. Go get Brett Gelman this week, man.
Mm-hmm. Because my favorite comic.
Yeah, go get Brett, man, because I'm sick as a dog. But I said, no, man. The people need to see these planets. We can't delay this any further. Also, yeah. We're lining up the 5 weeks of planets with the mm-hmm. Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Uh-huh. Yep. Kind of a tie-in. Kind of a movie
five
tie-in.
Type of universe. I mean, yeah, there's no better time to get started on a 10-episode spectacular series than now. And just mm-hmm. for everybody
on Halloween
who didn't,
Day.
Everybody who wasn't, so anybody who didn't listen to the last premium episode is probably a little bewildered right now, and you deserve to be if you're not listening to the premium episodes. But basically, Patrick dressed as an Earth by accident
on
mm-hmm. last episode. So we decided to do 10 weeks of planets. And yes,
Patrick's
already done
ten
episodes of planets. And that
Tine episodes.
Span every
Tine.
Episode we do for 5 weeks. So today, everybody, is Mercury. And then after Mercury, it will be Venus. Then we're skipping Earth because we already did it. And then it's Mars, Jupiter.
Well, we're on Earth every day.
Exactly.
So, you know, every episode is an Earth episode.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune.
And we're not going to say it funny.
I forgot Saturn, I think. Did I say Saturn?
No,
you
didn't
say
but
Saturn.
Saturn's
that's
in there
one.
For sure. Pluto, the sun, and the moon.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All 10 planets.
The sun and the moon
Earth.
Debate.
Which one's better? We can't even get there yet, guys.
No,
this week it's Mercury. If you, I mean,
starting
I don't
at
have
the
to tell you
again,
that.
Again. Irregardless. Brett Gelman, open invite. If you want to show up in the 5 weeks of planets,
you would make a great. He would make a great Saturn.
He would
he
make
has
a great
ring
Jupiter
his
with
head.
His with his. Yeah, well, Saturn actually. That's a good point with the ring around the head.
Yeah. I'd love to see him tackle Uranus,
and I'd love to see something impact him.
Mm.
And destroy him into millions of pieces. Guys, look at we all dressed up as Mercury for this episode,
uh-huh.
just like
in
Patrick did accidentally.
Ways.
And so, Patrick,
that's
I got
a, that's
to tell
also,
you.
Yeah, I guess I forgot to mention, that's the most
Let
important
me go.
Part of the 5 weeks of planets is every episode we will be dressing
basically
as.
Basically, the outfits.
It's the
I was
outfits
trying to get
planets.
The light going because I don't have my ring light, so you can't really see the full. It's kind of
the
go my
ahead,
webcam is
fit,
pretty
man.
Bad.
Show us the
but
fit, man.
Look, I've got a gray. I've got a gray. Dickie's work shirt on, and as well as gray pants. I have
dark gray
pants with a dark gray shirt, and then the white is supposed to represent, I guess, the atmosphere or something on
is there
the
atmosphere?
Dust.
You're
dust.
Making excuses, man.
You
the
didn't
white
think
is,
that. It sounds to me like you didn't think this through.
And
the white
what
is
the black and orange hat have?
It says
well,
that
the
Mercury
black...
has an extremely tenuous atmosphere. It barely has an
Cameron,
atmosphere
why don't
at
you
all,
shut up?
Let alone a white one.
Cameron, why don't you shut up?
Seems like someone just didn't put
okay.
much effort in on
Moving
the
Moving on
day.
From you.
Wait,
somehow,
wait,
somehow
wait.
You
wait.
Accidentally dressed exactly like Earth the
wait,
other day.
Wait.
What,
the
bitch?
Black, the black on the hat is representative of the blackness of space. And the orange on the hat is representative of our big orange sun.
So you dressed as the solar system and not Mercury. You
no,
dressed, you added
I dressed
the sun
up like
into your Mercury.
Mercury
costume. No, man,
the
it's
The
sun not
was
fly.
On my Earth costume.
It's not going to fly, unlike Mercury, which flies very fast. It's
the
speedy the planet,
sun
and a year
was
is only
on
88
my,
Earth
my
days.
My Earth costume.
I know, and that one, but that was not on purpose. You accidentally dressed like Earth and the sun.
It's the
this,
same
you had,
thing.
You had ample warning. You
I
had 4 days
up
to
like
prepare
Mercury.
Honestly,
outfit.
It would have been
I
fine if it wasn't.
Thing.
It was, didn't try to say that the white shirt was the atmosphere.
Yeah,
just
that
shows
was
you didn't
white
do much
shirt.
Research.
Just fell off, man. You fell off there.
No, the white shirt is represented. The white shirt, there's white all over Mercury. There's little white dots.
He Googled the word Mercury.
I'm looking at a picture of Mercury right now. There's
okay,
little
so here's
white
how you
dots.
Handle that, man. Look at my hat, motherfucker. Look at my swirling hat.
That is beautiful, Caleb. This that looks almost exactly Mercury, like the surface outfit. Of Mercury.
It's a Mercury-themed outfit.
All right, we're going to...
I have different tones of Mercury. I have a gray shirt. I have a dark gray apron that I have that I cook in sometimes, and I also used to do the dishes, guys.
That is a green apron. You brought
what
that
are you talking stupid? About?
I'm not stupid.
Are you
get off Wikipedia,
stupid?
Bro? You're scrolling down the Mercury
what
Wikipedia.
The hell is right? You think this
really
is green,
fast
mate?
As if you're reading it? Let this Caleb do his outfit.
This I forgot great. You can see my screen.
Fucking sharing his screen of him scrolling down the Mercury Wikipedia page really, really fast.
I was trying to look
Looking
for the word
the
white.
Looking at all the pictures, bro.
Oh, wait. The white here is supposed to be representative of Bepi Colombo.
What's that?
Well, Bepi Colombo is a joint mission of European Space Agency and the ESA and the JAXA, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. And the white is supposed to represent Bepi Colombo's shell.
I don't think so. Okay, we did my outfit. We did Patrick's outfit. Cameron, walk us through this fit, man.
Okay, so first of all, we've got the obvious element, which is I put some tinfoil on top of my head.
Oh, yeah.
And what this represents is this is, as first of all, it's gray, like Mercury the planet. But we also know that Mercury also gives its name to a peculiar type of liquid metal that is quite shiny and metallic in appearance. So that's the element that's going on up here.
You're telling me you have mercury sitting on your head? Liquid mercury?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's insanely toxically dangerous.
Yeah. That's what happened to the Mad Hatters.
I don't care much about that. I'm more interested in the planet. I'm not afraid to die for my costume.
I like that.
So what I have here on my topper upper half is... This is a gray sweater to represent the gray color of Mercury. And then I also have a gray shirt, which, here, let me see.
You put layers underneath it?
Just wait, bro. This is a full body outfit. This is a full body outfit
here.
Don't
tell me.
Okay, so I've got the gray sweater, and I've got this gray shirt here, which has gorillas on it, which you might think seems a little bit out of place, but wait, because there's a reason. Now, see, I'm wearing... this cable's not very long. I'm wearing these pajama pants here.
Yeah,
the Boston Bruins. Now, what sport do they play, guys?
Hockey.
Hockey.
Now, what do you play hockey on?
The ground.
Ice. And, guys, Mercury's range of temperatures can be very hot. Some would say in excess of tropical temperatures.
Oh, my God.
But they also, at night, drop to very low, maybe as cold as an ice rink.
Okay, show me your underwear.
And my underwear is under my pajama pants. And then this is the last part. I'm wearing these running shoes because Mercury, guys, is the speedy planet.
The speedy planet. Oh, my God.
And you know what else I have, guys?
What?
An envelope, because Mercury is the name of the messenger god.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you popped
off,
man.
Who's the messenger of the gods.
You popped off, and you inspired me in so many different ways now for the other planets.
That's my Mercury costume, y'all.
Holy fucking shit.
What I lack in costume, I will make up for in song. And you guys, I need to debut my new single.
Okay. I want to hear
it. My new single under my new space rapping name, OJ the Alien.
All right. I want to hear this shit.
Okay. Are you all seeing this?
I'm listening to your stream, mate.
Mercury, I'm gonna fly to you. Mercury, imagine me and you. Mercury, I'm gonna fly to you. Mercury, imagine me and you.
Mercury, Mercury, smallest planet. I'ma take my spaceship and land it. On your surface, it's hard like it's granite. You're a planet we all take for granted. I wrote the song and critics will pan it. I got a wedding and J-Lo will plan it. Mercury, you're my favorite planet.
See, I'm doing an alien voice.
I hear that.
Mercury, I'm gonna fly to you. Mercury, imagine me and you. Mercury, I'm gonna fly to you.
Mercury,
imagine me and you.
Mercury, let me fuck on you one time. Hope I make you wet with my dope rhyme. Oh, this planet you age like a fine wine. So around you look like
a fine line.
Put my nut in you like a Clark bar. I put my butt on you, but I won't fart. Flew my spaceship here like I'm Earhart. Got my clothes and shoes, they from Primark.
Mercury.
I was supposed to say fine wine. I think
fine
I
line aged like a oldest. I think I let it, like a fine line.
I let the Adobe Premiere do the transcription.
I'm gonna fly to you.
I think that was that's. I should have double checked that.
Imagine me and you, Mercury.
And you guys, there will be a new song by OJ the Alien. Every single episode.
No wow. way.
Every single planet episode?
Every single episode of the 5 weeks of Planets, there will be a new OJ the Alien track.
I'm more excited than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I like that also, you know what's kind of convenient about this? It is Halloween that we're recording this. And
yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking about, yeah.
We maybe have come up with the three most psychotic Halloween costumes in all of history.
I think yeah. if I were to walk outside right now, anybody would be like, oh, nice Mercury costume.
Well, yeah, because they'd say, yeah. oh, well,
at first
yeah,
they'd look, it's going to be head, like,
you have,
are you the
Bruins play ice hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Are they would say, envelope, are you the gray the guy? Are you Mr. Gray? And I would go like this, and I point to my envelope, and they go, oh, Mercury!
Yeah. Mercury, the fastest planet.
Mercury, like from the OJ the Alien song.
Yes, exactly. And OJ the Alien is about to blow the fuck up.
I think so.
You guys.
Yeah, in his spaceship.
Uh-huh.
When he impact, I really like the line, put my butt on you, but I won't fart. Because yeah, that might be the most romantic shit I've ever heard in my entire
it's
life.
It's very, see, I was thinking about it, and it's like, what would, okay, so OJ the Alien, what's he up to? What would an alien think is beautiful, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's probably a cold, but also hot, gray planet.
True.
And yeah. I don't know how aliens make love. So,
right, it's
I
probably mean, in I'm, a way that we couldn't even comprehend, like putting their butt on somebody without
putting their nut inside of it like a Clark bar.
When an alien travels to Earth, what the hell is it doing with all its free time in that spaceship?
Well, that here's my theory now. They all want to, you know, OJ the alien, I don't know what kind of alien he is, but I
he's
mean,
green.
He's my creation.
I see the
he's
photo.
A green alien.
Yeah, you decide.
Yeah, I guess. I think, well, these type of aliens are not, they're the planet fucker race. And they don't like Earth because it's too watery. It's not cold and gray like
pussy.
Like alien pussy. It's not cold and gray.
So
alien
this alien
pussy is hella cold and gray.
Is it really big where it can like hold the whole planet and fuck it? Or is
I
is
think
he...
that maybe OJ the alien has some kind of I don't know. We'll see where this character goes. Well, it's going to be a 10 episode arc, and we'll see what type of things that OJ the alien gets up to.
Are you going
to
put these on Spotify? About what OJ the alien thinks about the sun?
Yeah, oh, good luck trying so to fuck bad. The sun.
But I bet he'll like fucking love the moon.
True.
Oh my god.
Craters.
Oh my god. Wait, maybe Mercury is his main and his
main
and
thing.
Moon is his side piece.
Yeah. Damn.
You guys, I'm fire. Just excited. I'm just excited to think about all this new kind of this whole thing that we can do
the
with
thing
OJ
is,
the
bro.
Alien.
All right, well, tune in next week for the next episode.
The thing is, man, the planet we've spent what have we've done 300 episodes and 99% of what we talk about is all this Earth shit, man. We are leaving the entire universe out of our vocabulary and the things we're talking about, and this is wrong. This
I think
is
maybe
wrong.
We've talked about aliens before, but I don't think we've ever really.
But we've never talked about these other planets, man. And beyond this, even our galaxy, there's probably 30 or 40 other galaxies that have 10 planets each.
Mm.
With tons of different things that we could talk about, man. What the hell? Titan? Are you kidding me? Titan?
Titan? That's a moon.
Titan? That shit is cool.
It is cool to have a moon named Titan.
Why have we never talked about Titan before?
We're going to get to Titan, man. Let's think about what we can talk about Mercury here. We don't want to jump too far ahead.
Yeah. No, we're getting too excited about all these planets.
Okay.
We're going
to guys, listen to here's quick. A fact. I'd like to read a Mercury fact to you guys.
Go ahead.
If Earth were a nickel, Mercury would be a blueberry.
Huh.
That doesn't seem...
I guess spatially...
If Earth were a nickel...
Is this in terms of size?
Yeah.
Mercury would be about a blueberry.
A nickel and a blueberry are pretty similar in size.
They are the same. They are. I have seen, well, these GMO blueberries.
Blueberries come in different sizes, man.
Mercury is 0.4 astronomical units away from the sun.
How much is an astronomical unit?
So, well, it's about 0.4 of the distance from Mercury to the sun. That's what I'm gathering here. Oh, Mercury's highly eccentric egg-shaped orbit. That's interesting.
Okay.
Egg-shaped.
Shaped like an egg?
It's an egg-shaped orbit. And Mercury has no moons, y'all.
Yep, I knew that.
Can you imagine living on a planet with no moons?
I think that Mercury
I would like that. No werewolves.
Kind of
true.
Your
yeah,
werewolf,
that's a good point.
The threat of werewolves is greatly decreased by not having a moon.
100%.
Why do I feel like humans, like how geese migrate south when it becomes December... Humans, when it gets towards the end of October, should migrate to Mercury.
To avoid all the wolves.
Idea.
To avoid the werewolves and the wolves.
Yeah. Speaking of wolves, last night I had... this weekend, listen, this was Halloween weekend. This is why I'm sick. Partied way too hard, okay? Last night I had myself a completely blue cocktail, almost Neptune colored.
Well,
right.
Let's get there. Let's talk about that when we get there.
Well, but I started walking around with, and I put all my keys in my hand, and I started saying I was keys-a-reen, like Wolverine, but with keys.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is last night?
This was last night to my wife. And my wife made a great point. She said, Wolverine is just named after an animal. It doesn't matter what his claws are made out of.
Yeah.
So he would not be Knife-a-reen.
No.
Or Bladerine. He's just still, even if he had keys, he'd still be Wolverine. Anything could be sticking out of his fingers and it would be Wolverine.
The reason he's named Wolverine is because he's small. He's short.
Yeah, his height.
He's a small guy. He's
okay,
like
so
4'11"
or something. I couldn't even be Wolverine then because
Wolverine
of my
is
slightly above average global height.
Yeah.
How tall is Wolverine, did you say?
Like 5'4", 5'2", somewhere around there.
He's really short. That's the main aspect of his character.
Yeah.
I don't think his power is that he's short, personally.
That's
the
reason.
I think it's the giant
blades. That's
why
he's Wolverine and his brother is Sabretooth.
That's his brother?
Well,
I thought they were enemies.
Well, they're friends at first.
Oh, yeah. They're brothers at first.
I don't know anything about Wolverine, to be honest.
Okay, so Wolverine is 5'3".
Okay.
So I was almost right.
Is Hugh Jackman really short?
Hugh Jackman is 6'2".
What?
He's too tall to be Wolverine, yeah, but he's too good for the...
But name one male actor who's 5'2" besides Danny DeVito.
Just get Danny DeVito to play him, man. Why is that a problem?
Danny DeVito
if the
is
main
too
thing
old.
Is his, if the main thing is his height, he wasn't in 2001.
Well, okay, but here's the other... Okay,
I don't think the main thing is his height.
That's what we were
Caleb,
just saying.
And Caleb, I want you, Caleb, I want you to cover your... Don't listen to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Here. But... The other thing about Wolverine is his hairdo, and I don't think that a balding guy could play Wolverine.
He could still take
it's
the sides
look, up. It's going to look weird, man. And Caleb, don't do that expression because I told you not to listen to this part.
I don't know how to not listen. I tried closing my eyes, and it didn't work.
The only thing that matters about Wolverine's hairdo is the sides. So a balding man, a man with like a full Norwood 7, could totally play Wolverine.
Oh, true, I just Googled it. It turns out, I Googled what is the main thing about Wolverine. Turns out, it's his superhuman strength and reflexes.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So we're going to have a little bit of trouble finding an actor to play him.
I think.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Because, you know, representation matters. And if you're going to have an actor playing somebody, you got to get somebody with superhuman strength and reflexes.
Is Wolverine, well, that's
an adamantium skeleton.
I hate to say it, but that's where Democrat SJWs are trying to take Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is that you can't play Superman unless you have laser beams shooting out of your eyes and you have an allergy to green rocks. But what, does he date the girl who has red powers?
Which one are you talking about?
Lois Lane. You mean red hair? Amy Adams?
Wolverine.
Wolverine does not date Rogue. He does not date Rogue.
No, the red girl who turns into a witch. Phoenix.
Phoenix. No. Well, there was a love triangle thing going on with
In the ultimate universe. Wolverine is an adult and Peter Parker is 15 and Wolverine and Peter Parker get Freaky Friday'd and Wolverine inside Peter Parker's body tries to fuck 15-year-old Mary Jane.
That's fine because it's the body.
And it's also fine because you're whatever. It's a Wolverine. You're Wolverine. You're not a normal guy.
It's also you're hundreds you're gonna of do years weird old, stuff. Right? Yeah. Yeah, you're saving the world, too.
Nobody can expect him to be completely normal.
You're saving the world, I don't really care.
Yeah.
He tried once a year. He didn't go through with it.
Yeah,
he would have stopped himself. If he made it, he would have stopped.
He would have said, I'm 400.
The other thing in the Marvel Ultimate Universe that it's like Wolverine is supposed to be Wanda Maximoff and Quicksilver's dad or something.
I thought
that
was
Magneto. I think in that universe.
It switches in the Ultimate Universe?
Yeah, I think in the Ultimate Universe it switches, and then they are already in an incestuous relationship, and then I think he watches them have sex.
His own kids?
That sounds about right.
He watches his own kids have sex.
All types of crazy shit happens in the Ultimate stuff.
It's the Ultimate, you know?
It's
Ultimate,
man. It's got incest and pedophilia and all types of shit.
It reminds me of this show called The Boys. Have you seen this show?
No.
Oh, brother.
Dude.
You are about to derail this entire fucking episode.
Sorry, we have to talk about The Boys for a second. Hold on.
We have been talking too much about superheroes.
When Homelander uses his powers and goes, fuck you, motherfucker, and he blasts a woman's head off, and then he fucks her dead body.
It's amazeballs.
I was about to be a stickler for us getting derailed, but this sounds amazeballs, and I need to hear more.
So, basically, there's a character named Huey, and he's not exactly the most normal of guys, because he fights against, you guessed it, motherfucking Supes.
The Supes are basically
superheroes.
Or maybe not even heroes, depending on how you see it. But imagine, so you're watching Batman, you're watching Spider-Man, maybe Superman, and you're thinking, this is interesting, I like these powers, but I think in real life, they would probably use cuss words.
Yeah.
Dude.
You don't typically expect a character in a superhero TV series to have a catchphrase like fucking diabolical, do you?
Yes. Huh. Yeah, or an Australian accent.
No.
So, well, things are a little bit different in the Boys universe.
Let me get this straight, okay? Let me get this straight. You're telling me that the real heroes of the Boys universe are the villains.
Well, the real heroes in the Boys universe, I think, are the police.
Yeah. Huh. It's the police and nerds.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's about the police teaming up with nerds.
And the enemies are superheroes and unions. That's basically the enemies of the Boys universe.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really badass, dude. And the fast guy.
It's fucking crazy. Character, and some of the characters fuck on screen.
Basically, the whole Boys show was conceived when the creator of the show or the comic watched The Flash and was like, basically, if he ran into somebody, they'd fucking explode
into
fucking
blood. And they turn into jizz, dude. Yeah. There's a guy's power was named Jizz Man.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. I mean,
There's
a Jizz Man?
There's a
guy who fucks fish. Yeah. Everybody gets...
Wait, hold up.
What?
What fucks fish?
Yeah, it's Kanye West from South Park. He's in the show.
Oh, he's a gay fish?
There's a literal gay... I hate to say it. There is a literal gay fish in The Boys.
That's crazy.
There's a motherfucking gay fish. He goes around, he fucks the fish.
And you'll appreciate this, Patrick. The main character is a big fan of Billy Joel.
Yep.
I do appreciate that.
So he's a music fan.
I love Billy Joel.
Yeah,
am a music fan.
And also, rappers are bad in this universe.
Rappers are not featured in the TV show.
No.
Wow.
Rappers are very consciously not featured.
This is a world with no rap. So it's a perfect world.
Oh, my God.
There's no rap.
No rap at all.
There's no BS pop music. It's all just people exploding.
And if you thought Wonder Woman was going to be straight in this universe,
Ron.
Nah, man. Let me do one finger gesture for you.
I just did a spit take.
What are they, scissors?
I just did a spit take with no water. Screwed me up.
It is so awesome that in that show, the thing that they keep, because the whole thing is they're like blackmailing superheroes and stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing that they're blackmailing all the superheroes for is being gay.
It's all being gay and being addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Is so funny because it's I read the comic of it a while ago, and it's like it's Garth Ennis, so it's very it's super it's all
what is
edgy
he
stuff.
What else did he do?
He did Preacher and some of the Punisher and stuff. But it's all like, yeah, every, the secret, the dark secret of every superhero is they're all gay pedophiles, literally every single one of them. And then, yeah, they take, they don't know how to do it in the show. Right. So it is very strange.
So they just take away all the pedophile stuff.
There's I only watched, I think like 1.5 seasons.
Oh, also the main villain Homelander goes full fat bastard and eats a baby.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does.
That's
do
copyright
that.
Infringement. No.
Yeah. He goes. He fat bastards at the end of the show.
He is stealing. He is stealing fat bastards' intellectual property. That's messed up.
There's photos of him where one night he got really drunk and he went fat bastard.
Why do I feel like The Boys is almost like methadone for an MCU addicted culture?
Damn.
Holy fuck.
Damn!
Holy
shit!
You guys think
man.
I could write for the AV Club?
I think you'd have a very strong
my dream being
resume.
To write for the AV Club.
One line in the application.
And
the boys
is it starts with "Why do I feel?
Why do I feel weirdly like The Boys is some kind of methadone for an MCU addicted culture?" Cameron.
Well, I'm addicted. Okay. I'm addicted to the MCU.
Yep,
Moon
say it.
Cycle units.
Yep.
Moon
let me segue this back. Superheroes
of
Superman,
Uranus.
Planet Krypton.
Yeah, what happened with Krypton? How come we haven't tried discovering Krypton?
Has anyone been to Krypton yet?
I think very
think
few
that it's
people.
In a different galaxy. I think that's the problem.
Why
now,
does
let's
that
just,
stop
let's stay,
us?
Are we allowed to go
Milky
between
Way.
Galaxies?
Let's stay in the Milky Way, you guys.
Why?
Because
not the human race, but our discussion.
Look, we can talk about
this
every which way when the episode's over.
I thought you were suggesting that the entire human race should not travel beyond the boundaries
Buddy,
of our galaxy.
No.
I'm very space-minded today.
I've seen Event Horizon. I've seen Alien. I know that we shouldn't even go beyond the limits of the Milky Way.
Do you guys believe that?
I played Mass Effect 2. I know that the Geth are coming for us. And
I thought
we're
you were suggesting
die.
Right now. I thought you were proposing a global policy. I thought you were saying,
a
guys,
to all.
Let's not leave the galaxy.
No,
everybody,
you know
let's make
you
a promise.
What?
Let's not
I
leave
am,
the galaxy.
I am proposing that. I am proposing that. We are not. I don't want to know. You
Patrick's
put me,
Patrick's picture coming up like a Zoom meeting on a giant projector in front of the UN. Guys, let's not leave the galaxy.
The countries.
There's
the Congo
there's
is like,
Mercury,
yeah,
by the way.
Shouldn't be doing that. Dress as Mercury saying,
by the way,
don't
Mercury
leave the galaxy.
Today.
Let's keep it in the galaxy.
Let's
we don't need to
be,
know about all that other shit.
We don't need to leave the galaxy. Can we start a petition to not leave the galaxy?
I'm down.
I think we should. We should start that. Let's go into change.org. Let's type that up right now.
There will be a QR code on the screen.
Well, because it's the you could see things. Here, you know what? Let's show our planets because this isn't it. Speaking of leaving the galaxy, these are, if you believe in an infinite galaxy like I do, then these planets surely exist because every variation of planet exists in an infinite universe. So there are there's probably an entire galaxy that has all of our planets in it in a row.
Yeah, but these these planets we're about to show, these exist in our galaxy because we're not leaving the galaxy and we know these are here.
Okay, Patrick, show us your planet, mate.
I'm showing you my planet right now.
Describe it for all the people who are listening. All
right. So this is my planet that I discovered. And this right here, it is a red planet with a very elevated planet. It almost looks like a meatball.
It does look
say.
Like a meatball.
It looks a lot like a meatball. And what the hell is that? A face. There's a face on this planet.
Whose face is that?
Who is that?
You guys, this whole planet is alive. It is the Meatwad planet.
Okay.
You were talking a big game before this episode.
Yeah,
you were saying
you
guys, you're saying you're the best planet.
You wanted to make a competition.
You wanted to change this into a contest.
about who had the best planet.
Once I found out Julio had the best planet, I knew that I would step down. I knew that I would step down because.
But before you knew that, you were confident this planet would win the number one planet.
Well, I didn't know what you guys would have. But this is the
planet Meatwad.
Meatwad. It has two moons.
It doesn't look that much like Meatwad, though. I'm gonna be real.
Well,
with
it
you.
Looks like okay. You know, it when they like in the cat. MCU, in the MCU, when they try to make like Howard the Duck look real.
You think this is what it would look like?
This is like photorealistic Meatwad,
This is photorealistic Meatwad. Yeah.
Why does it have so many moons?
It has
What's
so
with
many
the dandruff
moons?
On its head.
The dandruff is actually city lights.
Oh, those are the cities?
Yeah, those are the cities. I can turn those off and on.
Wow.
Right there.
So cities
yeah.
I like that everyone's
of
kind
of
afraid
ocean.
To colonize the eyes and mouth a little bit.
Because
I feel
scary.
Like I would be living right on the lip.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, there's some people right here.
I would live on the lip and I'd be rubbing the ground all day with my body.
See right here, right on this corner of the lip, it's this is where all the people live. These are the most bravest citizens of planet Meatwad.
I feel
so
like
tell us about the culture and the atmosphere and all types of things planet, more than the appearance. What's
well,
going on
it's mostly
first of all, who's living on planet Meatwad?
The Meatwadians.
Okay, and they look like Meatwad.
Yeah, they pretty much all look like Meatwad.
It's like how you looked like Earth the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, you guys. I didn't think that much about this. And I didn't think that you would be able to see the face on the texture that I uploaded. It was just going to be Planet Meatball until I saw that the face showed up.
So you uploaded a picture that had the texture of a meatball but also a face on it?
No, I made it red. I made it red, and this is a Yoda. This is a Yoda mask.
Oh, okay.
I can show you my
I do like how this looks right now.
I thought it would show up like I thought that would be an interesting texture to put on a planet.
That would be kind of interesting,
it is
but
an
I think
interesting
Yoda
texture.
Already has a planet.
Yeah, he does have a planet, and it is Dagobah. But this is I think the loser of the planets.
No, go ahead and just freestyle some stuff. Why? Are
yeah,
you
tell us about.
You don't
come
even
on,
try
you're
to tell
so
us a detail about the culture or the climate or just tell us about.
There's
it.
A spaghetti sauce sea.
See, this is what I like
okay,
to hear.
All right, we're
I'm liking
somewhere.
This.
See, all these low elevation parts right there. That's the spaghetti sauce sea. It's mostly spaghetti sauce, and there's the whole United States. The entire
United States.
A lot has not changed. I can tell you that
from Earth,
a lot.
This is Planet of the Apes. This is the Earth in the future.
One day, this is what it looks like.
You guys, I was more focused on OJ the Alien,
again,
now I
Patrick
think that Planet of the Apes becoming a Meatwad planet.
Patrick in the UN doing a Greta Thunberg conference about how we need to stop climate change.
We must
before
be.
Earth is going to look like this
fracking.
In 5 years.
This is what Earth would look like in 5 years.
It will be a Planet Meatwad. Half of the United States will be in the spaghetti sauce.
Look, where Earth, the moon is going to become Earth. Look at that.
That's scary, man.
That's terrifying. Wait, so now I'm feeling like this, you would go to the UN and you would say, "Can we need to stay in the galaxy." They would like be like, okay, then you start showing them this and they'd want to leave the galaxy immediately. This is a horrifying vision of the future.
Make up your mind, man.
Well, this is, we need to stay in the galaxy and we need to stop focusing on going to the other galaxies and stuff.
This is what happens.
Is it happy to live on a planet like this?
We need to stay in our lane is what this is
about. The lights are still on.
We got to stay in our lane and we got to make sure that this doesn't happen. This is more of a cautionary tale.
The side profile on this thing is really handsome.
Yeah.
Wait, go back to the side profile.
it kind of lined up perfectly. I didn't even think the nose would get a ridge like that.
It looks amazing, man.
Yeah. Well, what my planet lacks, it makes up for in aesthetics.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be hard. Now it's grown up. Now that it's evolved past just being Meatwad, I'm in love with your planet.
Yeah. Wow. See, we needed just the details, man. That
here,
really
I'll go next because I do feel like Caleb's is going to be better than mine.
Okay. That's a little bit harsh too.
No, it's okay. He was he was also talking a big game, and yeah. I didn't have that to spend that
you
much
were,
time on mine.
I will say, you were the most humble of the three of us in terms of your planet.
It's not okay, that I spend that much time on it. I just have a natural talent, I think. For
we're going to start with this view of my planet. Okay. What do you guys think?
It looks amazing.
It looks green.
And I bet it looks like this all over.
You know
so
what this looks
can
like?
Can you guys describe what you're seeing right now?
Okay, yeah. This? So it's like a gray planet, and it looks like there's some kind of fuzz around the edges of it, but not all the way around. Kind of like a horseshoe-shaped fuzz going around
this,
the sides of the planet.
This looks like popsicle shots. Do you remember those? The lemon lime.
Oh wait,
and you
would
get it from
I'm
the ice cream.
See, I'm starting to see. Oh god, man. This. Is a foot. This is a photo of a foot. 2 feet.
Photo of 2 feet.
This is a photo of 2 feet that has been turned into one of the most disgusting orbs I've ever seen in my life. Are these your feet?
No.
Yeah. These
you
are
think
your
I
feet.
Have shit
these
like
are...
this on my feet?
Yeah. That's. Oh my god. Oh my god. Look at those corns, dude.
Okay, all right. What's
oh
the name of your
planet?
Oh, my
God. Is it, what's it, plantar fasciitis?
This is planet feet.
Okay.
And it's a very stinky planet, as you can see by the green atmosphere
the
here.
The atmosphere is green.
That'll highlight
you.
You
can
this
change
is,
the atmosphere color. That's amazing.
This is what it normally looks like, but I removed the atmosphere for you guys to be able to see it. Very dense, green, stinky atmosphere. Uh-huh. So this planet is uninhabitable
okay.
due to... to the stinkiness, the climate, and the grossness of it.
Every food
and this
grew.
Planet, the size of this planet, it is about 8 inches in diameter.
Okay, so kind of even small for a
eight
foot.
Inches in diameter.
Yeah, it's very
this
very
a moon.
Small. It's not a moon.
It's a moon.
It's a dwarf planet. It's
oh,
an exoplanet,
okay.
or whatever they call it, and it is located in New York City somewhere. And whoever possesses it possesses great power.
This
really?
Is like
is
the.
Power,
it's currently
it
set into an amulet.
This is
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
This is like I was going to ask. Is this like the cat that has the little the Orion necklace in Men in Black?
This is exactly like that.
Yeah.
This
some
is
kind of a MacGuffin.
In, some bodega cat in New York has this around its neck.
This is
and
probably the
knows.
Most disgusting thing we've ever shown on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys should have seen when it was a butt before I watched this as a YouTube episode.
I wish that I could
wow,
see
wow, look
it
at this angle.
Oh, my God.
You know
so,
what?
Okay, so describe
I can
what
see
is...
what it would look like as a butt right
so
now.
So it's
this
almost
is
impossible to describe what I'm looking at. I'm very sorry.
The land is the feet, but what is this black void?
That's
yeah.
the core of the planet.
Okay.
Oh, it's got an open core.
Yeah, it's an open core scenario.
I could see this being in, like, Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's actually where it originated.
Oh.
Okay, and you said right, nobody well, lives on this, right?
No, nobody except for one guy.
Who?
Who really I just remembered
guy.
Who lives
oh,
there.
Okay, and what's his name?
Caleb.
I don't, but not me, right?
I thought,
it could
I think
be
his name
a
is
Caleb.
It's just, yeah, I don't remember his last name. I think it started with P, but I don't
Caleb
know that many
P-U.
Details
well,
about him because I've never
I mean,
been here to try and, I don't really want to go anywhere
then.
Near it. A glitch, you said?
It's just a glitch, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just a glitch.
That's a mental glitch that you're having because it just
all right,
can't
well,
be true.
That's my planet, Planet Feet.
All right,
I
time
like
to show
it.
My planet, man. Oh. All
right, let me see your planet.
Oh, God. I'm moving slow
I
due
need
to, my,
to see
due
this
my
planet.
Illness.
I right, do, I'm, and I'm excited to see Julio's planet also, even though I already saw it. Okay, so what I'm seeing here, let me try.
This is Planet
is,
Chill.
This looks like a person wearing sunglasses whose face has been violated and completely flayed by
yeah.
1 million rubber bands.
Yeah, this looks like a Cenobite.
What? It's not. Oh, thing.
This
I
is fully.
I guess
Cenobite
it does
kind of
look like a like somebody. This is Planet Chill. This is the Earth revolves around Planet Chill. The Earth is one of. Is one of the moon or is the only moon of Planet Chill?
Oh my god! This look, yeah, this looks like when they try to blow up a watermelon by putting rubber bands on it.
There's
but with a human.
Look
head.
At the side profile on this man. This
oh
is
my
cool.
god!
So here's how this planet works. Everybody lives on the white face of the man in the planet. Planet Chill. And then these are, they look like sunglasses from space, but when you're on the planet, they're actually two giant flat screen TVs with Dolby Digital surround sound in the entire planet installed. That's what this back part is. This is uninhabitable wires and cable management in the back. And basically, people sit on this edge like it's the Grand Canyon, and they watch the Super Bowl.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and these are giant 70-inch flat-screen TVs on either side over here. There is also a giant crack in the middle of the planet.
No man's land.
It looks like it goes all the way down. It's a hollow Earth kind of situation, too. And like I said, so once a year, when the Earth revolves around this planet, you can actually, once a year, meaning the Super Bowl, you can actually, people on Earth can watch the Super Bowl in the sky, in space.
That's actually pretty incredible.
If Earth doesn't.
And all the girls live over, all the girls on the planet live over here by the lips. And they kiss the lips all day.
They put their butt on it.
They put their stuff. They put their boobs and their butts all over these two big, beautiful pink lips, and they kiss it and they love it. The girls all live on the lips, and the guys live on all the stuff around the sunglasses. And never the twain shall meet.
And Earth revolves around this planet.
Earth revolves around. Basically, Earth doesn't fucking matter. This is the only planet that matters. This is where everything cool is happening. Everyone on here, look, there's snow on Earth. People are snowing. They're shoveling their driveways. Meanwhile, on Planet Chill, people are drinking daiquiris. There's a giant hole. There's a giant thing that pops out of the eye there. There's another one right there. I mean, this is basically the only cool planet in the universe. And Earth is over. And I think that my petition to the United Nations is that we need to instantly evacuate all 8s, 9s, and 10s to Planet Chill as soon as possible.
Wow.
And the 8s will live on this side because we only need the 8s there, so we appreciate the 9s and the 10s.
Well, yeah, and someone's got to do cable management.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll send the 8s back here, and then every once in a while you'll be walking around this edge land hunting for...
above the sunglasses.
Hunting for money. Oh, and there's an ear. Hunting for money over here on the edge lands. And you'll see one of the 8s, and you'll go, oh, God, because it becomes so disgusting to you because you're so accustomed to the 10s and the 9s.
But yeah, you're eating something that's not spicy at all, and then you eat something that's a little spicy, like a strawberry, it burns your mouth.
Exactly. And I will say that 10s are the indigenous people of this land.
Wow. Okay.
So all of this belongs to the 10s. And the 8s and the 9s are, like, the 9s are second-class citizens, and the 8s are animals.
Why didn't you call it Planet 10?
Because it's more chill than it is about, like the hotness is, how hot all the women are is basically, 8s, 9s, and 10s with women, the guys are all 3s. So the 10s have no choice but to get with the guys. Also, lesbianism is illegal in the entire planet.
Unless it's on a poster and a door. Pictures
of lesbianism.
A picture or a video.
Are required.
Picture or a video,
pictures
yeah.
and videos are required, but
they
it's
make
illegal
them
to be
off
lesbian.
World. You make them and then you import them in from Earth.
Yeah. It's okay to be gay, though, but it's illegal to be lesbian. All the lesbians have to live on Earth, and all the hot 9s and 10s and the dirty,
well, imagine
dirty 8s.
Imagine being gay on Planet Chill. You'd want to get the hell out of there.
Sounds like an amazing short story.
It does.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great old pulp sci-fi novel
title.
Being
gay on Planet Chill.
You'd find in the bookstore, gay on Planet Chill.
It's like Harrison Bergeron.
The most incredible painting you've ever seen as the book cover.
The Harrison Bergeron style story for Planet Chill is two lesbians that go on TV and just start making out. And everyone, and the horror, the sci-fi horror of it is that all the 3s start clapping because they think they're doing it for their entertainment.
Oh no.
Guys, I heard a new planet just got discovered.
What happened?
Whoa.
They haven't named it yet, but a visual feed is coming in right now of a new planet that just got discovered.
I want to see this planet.
I need to see this
planet. Oh my god, what's this?
I don't know. Let's inspect it.
Whoa. Let's look closer. It looks like some it's kind of like food. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's some kind of a mud man.
God, is this planet peanut butter?
Imagine if you're in space, you're on the moon of this planet, and you're watching the sunrise, and you see the planet slowly orbit, and it goes like this.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
This is why we should have been God. We should have God the planet designers.
Can I show you guys my planet?
Oh, wait. We need to see. We need to see Julio's planet also. Yeah.
That's the most important planet to see.
All right, show us your planet, and you have to describe it.
Oh, okay. So
describe it in the best detail possible.
My planet is called Planet Friendship. And the planet is friends.
Oh, my God.
Everyone on the entire planet is friends?
Yep. So it's really
can you try and describe this visually, what we're looking at?
No. So basically,
what's that over to the side?
Oh, it's a moon.
This planet is not in space.
It's Moon Friendship.
This is another planet that is in New York City.
It's exactly the same as the planet, but it's just green and it's the moon. And it's also called Moon Friendship.
This is so beautiful. So it's a picture of two best friends is the background.
Can you zoom in here to this part of the planet?
Yeah, and which friend is the planet actually made of?
Both of them.
It looks like it's both.
It's Planet Friendship right there.
Oh, my God. It's two faces.
So the atmosphere or the galaxy that it's in, or the planet mimics the galaxy that it's in.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That is fascinating. I wonder if NASA has done a paper on this.
This is going to be great for our audio listener.
I would say this is the only one that you have to tune in to understand.
Yeah, you really have to tune in
video.
And subscribe, probably.
This is an amazing planet, guys.
Yeah, we're on our way to creating our own entire galaxy.
I know.
Which is probably what the goal of the 5
are we
going to
be
planet.
Doing?
Yeah, I
are
mean,
we
okay.
Be doing a new planet every episode?
Probably not.
No, we're not.
No,
I think okay. So all of these planets need to exist in the same. I know you said that you're just a New York camera, but I think it really should be.
New York is in space.
All four of us. Well, that's true. Uh-huh.
Technically,
yeah.
All four of us have planets in one galaxy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Instead of the sun, we have the fun.
The fun.
The fun. Instead
and
of
the moon,
moon,
we have
we
the
have
Choom.
The Choom.
Yep.
The Choom. Planet Chill is next to the Fun. It rotates around the Fun, and it has a Choom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jubio's planets might get Plutoed here pretty soon, might get kicked out of the galaxy.
Yeah.
Because they're not
I heard that Planet Feet just exploded, and it was replaced by the second planet they just discovered.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That is scary.
What new planet did they discover?
It's this one.
Oh, this
really
one?
Similar to the other one they just discovered, but the shape is a little different.
Okay, so this is this planet of the peanut butter man. What is this photo?
And that's Will Ferrell? Is that who that is?
I don't know who this is.
I don't think this is a who.
I think it's more of a what. Yeah.
I think this is a what this is. I don't think I would. It's too mountainous.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a dry, dry desert.
This planet is in...
And this does not have a Choom.
This
is in our galaxy.
This
planet
has no Choom.
This planet is barreling towards
Earth. This is a dangerous planet. This is a planet that the scientists of our galaxy are trying to eliminate because it is going to Galactus style destroy every other planet. Oh my God. All right.
And this one has no Choom.
This one has no Choom, but it does orbit the Fun.
All right. Well, I can get behind that.
At least.
This is the Mercury, I guess, of the
let's bring it back to
universe.
Mercury.
Yeah,
let's
get
back to Mercury.
Or just the space in general.
Well, I guess maybe because, we're creating our own galaxy that we're pretty soon is going to make real, thanks to our prayers to God. So what I'm thinking is maybe each of these planets that we do for the 5 weeks of planets, we can choose what elements we like about them and bring them into our galaxy.
Create the perfect planet.
Yes.
Yeah. Which a planet
That's
is
what
a galaxy
this is all about.
At
the end of the month, we'll have the perfect planet.
We could terraform Earth to also match this planet. It's a pretty good idea. Yeah. Do you guys ever get scared that you're going to be asleep and then a asteroid is going to hit the world and destroy it instantly? Or some kind of space object that we've never discovered that moves at the speed of light that's the size of a quarter is going to hit the Earth and go and destroy it into pieces?
I'm going to be honest that I don't think about the galaxy and the solar system too much. And I think that that's because that's for my own safety. Though, I mean, as soon as we started talking about other galaxies, I was like, full isolationist. Do not engage. I'm going to know. You take me to another galaxy, I'm going to nope the fuck out of there.
Mm. I'm with you.
Kill it with fire.
I'm
not so worried about space objects, because the thing about space objects is even if they're moving as fast as a thing could possibly move, that's still really slow because of how big everything is. If the sun exploded, it would take 8 minutes for the light to go away.
But hit us so fastly,
but it
we
can't
would
go
die.
Faster than the speed of light.
But
so
maybe
we would know about it. I'm not afraid it's going to happen in my sleep because they're going to tell us about it before
it
happens.
But then there's nothing you can do if you have a big ball headed towards your head.
Yeah, but you know about it. It would be like if you were out at night and you looked up at the full moon and you saw a ball falling from the moon onto you.
That would be scary.
Oh no! Yeah, but by the time it got to you, yeah, exactly. I would not stand there. First of all, I would leave the planet.
I would be terrified with fear.
They told us that an asteroid was coming. First of all, I would leave the planet.
No, you wouldn't.
I would fly away to another planet. Yes, I would. And
you would
not
use codename Kid Next Door 2x4 technology to build a wood spaceship.
I would fly away from the planet with a podogo stick.
A podogo stick? What the hell is a podogo stick?
It's on a different planet. You don't know it.
It's a new invention that I got from another planet.
To jump between planets? That's a bullshit. It doesn't exist, man.
It's a podogo stick. It's on planet. It's made by the podogos.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are fucking lying to me.
I'm not fucking with you.
There's a podogo. You're not very cultured when it comes to planets.
I know about every other planet, and I know what order they're in. They're
smallest
to biggest.
Okay, where are the podogos? Where are the podogos?
On planet Podogian?
No, it's not. Okay, well, you got that one.
The Podogians live next door to me.
No, they don't.
The Podogians are maybe what OJ the alien is.
I don't want aliens to visit because I think that culturally there will be a lot of differences.
You don't fuck with cultural differences?
Well, I
you
just think they'll have a hard
the melting
time.
Pot?
I think aliens will get here and they'll be like white guys that order off the menu at the bodega.
They go into McDonald's and be like, Big Mac.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're doing the accent.
And they go, what the hell is that, man?
Yeah. You're not supposed to order off the menu at the bodega.
I have discovered that this is a thing that only white people do. Cuomo sandwich, and they go, what number is that?
Yeah, they walk out from behind the counter, and they look at the menu
thing. Because everybody else comes in, and they say, let me get a pepperoni pizza with shrimp. And you walk in, and you say, let me have the cotton club.
I
have to go in there and I have to look at the menu and then say every single thing piece by piece.
Just the ingredients.
The menus are fake. You don't even
the menus
have,
are completely
don't even have
the
it.
Menu.
It's like,
the
you just
menu
have to know
legal
what
thing
you want.
It's a legal thing that they have to have a menu because they're technically a restaurant.
They have 1 million sandwiches on. Okay, this wouldn't happen on my planet. I'm just gonna say it. On my planet, you got a sandwich on your menu. Everyone knows how to make it.
They always just turn around when I say, yeah, let me get the firefighter. And they turn around and they say, which number is that? What are you talking? They look at me crazy.
Yeah.
And it's floating above their head like RuneScape text. It's right above their head, the firefighter. And I'm like, yeah, let me get the firefighter. And they say,
can
you give me a hex code for that? They do not like me.
Now I used to order this sandwich all the time called the Bushwick at Sunrise Deli next to my old apartment. Do you remember
you
that?
Said, can I get the Bushwick? You said
yeah,
that?
I said, can I get the Bushwick? It's a good sandwich, though. It's roast beef.
That sounds
beef.
like a
wait,
code
wait
at
till
like
you,
a happy
wait
ending
till
massage place.
Wait till you hear what
place.
It is. Wait till you hear what it is. It's roast beef, pepper jack, jalapenos, mustard, like hot mustard, and well, I would get pickles on it.
So you're it's like you, a see, but you know the ingredients. Big, so just say that, dude.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm missing a few of them. There's a few more ingredients that I'm forgetting currently.
I'm just saying, man. This is. I've discovered. I'm done doing this. I'm done ordering off the menu. I feel like a fool every time. It's making me feel less than.
I did it one time, and I was like, oh, that's not clearly not right.
They just don't. Well, again, on our planets, if there's a menu, you get to order from
the menu. You get to order off the menu.
You can always order off
the
menu.
You can always order off the menu.
What do you guys think about Mercurians?
The Mercurians are pretty cool, I would say. They have they got one big eye on the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
One big eye on the front, completely white skin.
Yep.
Not like Caucasian, like
no,
white,
paper
like
white.
A like paper white,
like
which
Kindle paper white.
Maybe this color.
Are they mercurial?
They are.
Many would say they were.
Do they still exist or no?
No. They flew too close to the sun, pun intended.
Literally.
Shit. Yeah.
And they got burned up. Mercury could reach temperatures of 800 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Wait, but how is it icy then?
Because it can reach temperatures of negative 290 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which one would you rather be in?
I'm looking at a Mercurian right now. Hold on. Let me show you guys what I'm looking at.
What does it look like?
I'm looking at this. This is not a Mercurian I remember.
Oh, she's beautiful.
This is a woman with fire hair and a green V-shaped body clothes.
Do you think maybe we could get some...
Oh, but this hasn't happened yet. This is in the year 3000.
Oh, okay.
We'll get there.
Then we don't have to worry about it. Do you guys think that if we ever go to Mercury, we'll hopefully find oil under the ground?
Hopefully.
Okay, I just watched a movie that maybe would be relevant to this. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon, and I feel like it also has to do with Mercury because of the word moon. So why do I feel like my entire life is a pattern?
Was that movie good? Has he done it again?
He did. He only made it once. It wasn't
That's a
sequel.
Fucking
he
really
didn't
good
do
point.
It again.
Yeah. That is a really good point.
Do you think that he probably loves the boys, right? Scorsese?
Well,
yeah because it's a send-up of superhero
soups.
Cinema.
No, because he's like, fuck all this MCU shit, man.
I like cusses. I like swears and violence.
I like cussing and boobies. Yeah. Let's watch the boys.
Is
and
there
darkness.
Much boobs in the show?
I only watched the first season. I think there was some pairs.
There's
and I think there were humongous
breasts
actually.
In it.
Yeah, I think there's
huges,
hugies and humongouses in like two episodes, maybe.
That's interesting.
They should add a hero whose power is her the size of her boobs.
Didn't
the
they have?
Her
do you
breasts,
remember
that she can distract villains?
Do you remember
they,
this show?
Just their size and they can't do anything.
The show on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it was I forget what it, I think it was called, like Who Wants to Be a
Real
Superhero
Sex.
Or something. No, but that would be an amazing show on the Sci-Fi Channel. Could you imagine that?
Real sex.
It's a space. It's a,
on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It's a space taxi.
Real sex.
It's a space taxi. Oh no, that's way funnier. Yeah, no, it'd be funnier if they just syndicated real sex
after. But they put after like 4 p.m. The Science Channel just turns into real sex reruns.
Yeah,
we went to Mardi Gras with a can of whipped cream. With the Science Channel thing on the bottom right.
I watched that one time when I was a kid, and
it doesn't seem like the realest sex.
No, no, no. It's really a documentary about sex and everything.
Yeah.
And I learned that the hard way because the episode that I saw, barely any sex stuff in it. What I saw in that episode was a grown man who programmed sex games for Windows 3.1. And it was just him playing these like animated, like kind of like Leisure Suit Larry type games. And it was just him getting horny as shit at his own computer.
And I was they called that real sex.
And I was like 11 years old. I was too scared to look up porn on the computer watching that. And I was like, oh, come on.
At 11, you were too scared to look up porn, man? You were a pussy.
I didn't know how to delete the history yet.
You just don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you.
No,
yeah,
no, no,
it's supposed
no,
to
no.
not bother you.
Yeah, just
well,
be
you,
unbothered. You're supposed to be
no,
free
no,
of
no,
all
no,
kind of thought
no.
when you're that age.
I was the... No, I'm the middle of three boys, and then I have an older sister, and we only had one computer. I wasn't going to let them know that I'd jack off.
I wouldn't look up porn if I was in the middle of three boys either.
Yeah, that would be a pretty inopportune time. How are you even in the middle of three?
I'm the middle of three, I meant. Oh, okay. Of three.
I was going to say that doesn't make so much sense to be in the middle of three
people.
I think
that's what you said. I think I just twisted your
words. I was in the middle of
you
three
boys. I think you twisted my words.
Well, what else twisted your words?
Okay, we need like...
I don't twist people's words.
I think we need like five more Mercury facts
before
we
send
off into space.
Mercury facts.
And I think it's Discord. God damn it.
What?
My PC just skipped.
That's okay.
I got to figure out why that always happens.
When the ions are... Hold on. When the ions... I don't know what the ions are. But when the ions strike the surface, I assume, of Mercury, they knock off neutrally charged atoms and send them on a loop high into the sky.
Huh.
I don't really understand that fact.
Well, here's some facts about planet chill, because Mercury has some pretty whack-ass facts, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
On planet chill, there is a Statue of Liberty that's fully in a bikini.
Whoa.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. And she's got a job, too. Or you know what kind of job.
Here's a fact about Planet.
Kind of
and Planet Peanut Butter Man was only recently discovered because it just entered this galaxy because it was beforehand trapped inside of a Ziploc bag. A giant
That's more of a scary fact for Halloween.
A penis-sized Ziploc bag that was opened up by a meteor.
Okay.
Then release the planet into
the galaxy.
Only
like five space things. Okay, what's the next planet?
Next planet is Venus, I think.
Okay. We're going to have to figure out some stuff for Venus. That is, because I think we kind of blew our load on making planets and dressing up.
There will be another song, more costumes, and new. Mm-hmm. We won't do exactly what we did this time. Will it be a little different.
Yes. And I hope you join us on the rest of this journey. You can see it on Patreon.
It's not that it will be next week. It will be on Saturday.
It'll be
on
Saturday.
The day this episode comes out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then on Saturday, when the next episode drops, or sorry, Sunday, the day after the next episode drops, I will be in Chi City, Chicago. And maybe
Chirac.
If you come to the show and show me that you have OJ the Alien Mercury rap downloaded to your phone, I will sign your phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'm going to
I didn't think of a good thing.
Los Angeles, Drillifornia on November 17th. On November 17th in Los Angeles, Drillifornia. Performing 30 minutes of stand-up comedy with my friend Gus Viveros at The Yard. We're doing two shows. Go check out the thing and buy some tickets.
And that's The Yard, the venue.
The Yard, the venue.
The podcast.
Not performing on a podcast. That would make
no
sense. So if you want to see Planet Chill in real life, come on through and I'll buy you a keychain. All right. Goodbye, my friends.
Happy planets.
Happy
planet
planets.
Month.
Bye.
I don't know. When you were sober, it was like everyone kind of respected it. When I was sober, it was kind of like everyone was waiting till I had another beer.
Yeah, it felt like the doomsday clock was at...
Like it was
1 minute
like,
to midnight.
Like it was almost like we would go out and I would like... We'd go to that bar and I would get like a fucking orange soda or something.
Like,
and then, you would almost buy me a beer every time.
It's funny when people are straight edge or they used to be alcoholics or something. It's so funny to buy them a beer and then be like, "Oh, you don't want it? All right, it's mine."
I think I did that. Yeah, I did that to Brace after the show.
You got to do it every time, dude.
Yeah,
it's
I had
fun.
Two shots
because you
got
to
like,
at
yeah,
least
on.
You have to test their gangster.
Right, it's
man.
Willpower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you
was really good about it for 6 months,
it doesn't
if
mean
your will,
anything.
If you don't have the willpower to stay straight edge in the face of a friend,
exactly
offering you alcohol, then you don't deserve to wear the badge
I
of honor that
agree.
Is straight edge.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. You should be every single person in your life who's like an AA or whatever. You should be like asking for their chip.
You should be tricking them.
You should literally
you should say,
be trying
here's
to trick them.
Some seltzer water.
Yeah,
here's
no,
some
it's
normal
seltzer
water.
And then
if you can't smell it before you take a sip.
You should be, yeah, exactly. If you don't have the diligence to check for the poison that is ruining your life and every single thing
your
that you
touch,
have.
Your touch should remove alcohol from liquids.
You should be
pick
making,
up a cup and the cup, the liquid in the cup disappear. It becomes,
yeah.
Yeah.
And if they don't break on the seltzer trick, you should be inviting them over and making alcoholic beef stew.
Yeah.
And trying to pouring
hard
a Guinness.
Beef
yeah,
stew.
Hard beef stew. And saying, and they're two bites in. They're like, this is delicious.
Oh, my God. 15%
beef stew. Oh, so you like it. I fucking knew it. Yeah, they're like alcohol
stew
poisoning.
Yeah. So fucked up is so funny.
God damn. They don't make edibles for beer and stuff.
Sitting with your homies and watching a sports game and all eating beef stew.
Yeah,
so funny.
That would actually be so nice.
Spilling it everywhere. Yeah. Sitting with those shallow bowls.
Six bowls of beef stew each. just dying, dude.